Track 14, Milepost 11. Soon, we'll be passing yet another modern engineering marvel, the Earthfill Lucky Peak Dam. Built in 1955 by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, the dam was intended originally for irrigation and flood control. In 1988, it was converted into the fourth largest hydroelectric power plant in Idaho. The project now provides over 101 megawatts of electricity, enough to power 80,000 homes with electricity. Corps officials estimate the dam has saved the Boise Valley more than $1.6 billion in flood damages since its completion. The Lucky Peak Reservoir, with 41 miles of shoreline and a surface area of 3,000 acres, is a favorite of summertime boaters, water skiers, and anglers. It stores water from the Boise River system, which drains from the far reaches of the Boise and Sawtooth National Forests. Dry western states like Idaho depend on the water from their high-elevation forests as a form of drought insurance and rely on dams such as Lucky Peak to catch the snowmelt throughout the spring. This ensures a slow release of water throughout the dry summer and fall. The settlers who did stay in the Boise area needed water to grow crops and to carve a living from the arid land. For these early farmers, the diversion dam was finished in 1909, and it will be to your left just before the big bridge over the Boise River in about 2 miles. The dam, which is listed on the National Register of Historical Places, is open to the public throughout the spring and summer. Constructed by the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation, the dam diverts water from the Boise River west into the New York Canal, named for the out-of-state investors who in the 1880s originally attempted to construct the project. Today, the canal system irrigates about 300,000 acres in Ada and Canyon counties. Three generators were installed in 1912, making this one of the first federal power plants in the West. The energy generated by the dam was first used to construct Arrow Rock Dam, 14 miles upstream. Our journey today has been smoother than the one blazed by brave pioneers who lived and traveled here in the 1840s. Ahead to your left, the cut through the bluff and the highway is part of the historic Oregon Trail. This trail began in Independence, Missouri, and ended in Oregon City, Oregon. The trail followed established Indian paths as it crossed two mountain ranges in addition to the Rockies. For a better look at the trail, there's a marked highway turnoff to your left, about 1/2 mile past the Boise River Bridge. The pioneers endured tragedies and hardships, leaving behind many of their fellow travelers. Thousands of people died on the trail, about one for every 8 feet of trail. But thousands more trekked on to Oregon and California through deserts, mountains, and Indian country. The trail entered Idaho at border Wyoming and followed the Snake River to a crossing at Glenn's Ferry. There it split. Some travelers went through Owyhee country to the southwest, while others proceeded north following the Boise River. Since Idaho wasn't a destination then, the pioneers kept going, following the tracks worn into the earth that are still visible today. The first great wagon train migration in 1843 carried more than 1,000 people. The largest wagon train in 1847 involved more than 4,000 brave settlers. Just like in the movies, the wagons circled every night. Every wagon carried essential foods, and cooking was done over large campfires. Each wagon train employed hunters to bring in wild game as a supplement to the staples. Days started early on the trail. By 4 a.m., people were already up preparing breakfast, and they were usually ready to head west by 7 a.m. The trains averaged 8 to 15 miles per day. Although the sagebrush plains and dry riverbeds of Idaho seemed unappealing to pioneers in search of the fabled California paradise, many of them rested at such Idaho locations as Fort Hall and Fort Boise on the Snake River. As we end our tour, we hope you've gained an appreciation of the multiple values the national forests provide and how history has influenced the country we see today. The magnificent forests, if managed properly, will continue to provide each generation with resources they will need, as well as opportunities for study, solitude, and recreation. We hope you've enjoyed the tour through your public lands. Here in the Boise and Treasure Valley area, more adventures await you. For more information and to drop off the CD, go to the Boise National Forest Office, located at 1249 South Fennell Way, Suite 200 in Boise. If you want to mail it, the zip code is 83709. Please send it to the attention of the front desk. We hope you enjoy further adventures in Idaho or the Boise area. This recording was produced by the Boise National Forest in partnership with Boise State Public Radio, a service of Boise State University.